What sort of things tickle your fancy? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What sort of things tickle your fancy? Well, it's interesting, the things that tickle people's fancy. Some people are just delighted by looking at men. Some people are just delighted looking at women. Some people are just delighted looking at children. Whenever they see a child, their heart just bubbles over and they just are so happy, and they just probably wish that they had had 3 or 4 dozen children themselves. But looking at other people's children and enjoying them and having them yourself are two different things. Although I would say, if you could have all those children yourself, that'd tickle your fancy, all right. And a lot of people think that the idea, for instance, of having a lot of children is a very demanding thing. In actuality, having a lot of children is not a demanding thing, no more than a job might be, no more than taking care of a kindergarten class, you know, no more than taking care of a school class, teaching class to kids in school, except that you have them all day long and at night too. But they're yours, and you love them, and you find being in their presence a great joy. Because if you like yourself, and I would presume you do like yourself if you're going to have a lot of children, if you like yourself, you can be sure that all your children will like you too. Because if you don't like yourself, your kids don't know how to feel about you. If you like yourself, your kids know how to feel about you. Everyone can do that. Everyone can have that wonderful feeling, that wonderful, successful feeling. Now, what tickles your fancy? What makes you happy? They show pictures of women who have nothing to do. They're sitting on their couch watching TV, eating candy, and getting fatter, and tickling their fancy by just doing nothing. And it seems to me that life is rather meaningless that way. But they're enjoying the TV shows, they're enjoying all those things. All those things are tickling their fancy. Yeah, that's true. But there's a big difference between being a spectator in the sport of life and being a participant in the sport of life. To be a participant in the sport of life would really tickle everyone's fancy if they would just go and do it. Because everybody you meet is your reflection. Everybody you act with in any way in your world is your reflection. Every experience you have is your reflection. Everything is you. And that is what should really tickle your fancy. Now, men like to look at beautiful women. And they think that beautiful women are just glorious, and they have their fancy tickled by that. And everybody says, oh, sex. Well, maybe, but the point is, it's a woman. And it's the magic of a woman and what a woman is. Unfortunately, we are throwing women out the window, and it's their choice. Women, over the centuries, have always been treated like women, with great respect and great admiration and great delight. But more and more women are acting like men and acting like they don't want to be treated like women. Don't open the door for me. Don't pull the chair out for me. Don't let me go first, you know. Just march right in. Yes.
I like it.
Well, you not, Ellen says, but the thing is, you go out in society and you watch. These women who are homemakers and these women who are responsible to do different things, they're just right out there doing the thing for themselves. They're not going to wait for anybody to do it for them. And that's cool. But the slower, more gentle time process that we used to have, where women were treated like beauty queens, you know, they were treated like joyous objects on a pedestal, that we had worshipped and admired, and respected and honored. And, oh, women did crazy things all through time, but the majority of the women were very gentle, very loving, very sensitive, very caring. They got a tickle out of being a woman. And the man had a tickle out of being a man, out of doing nice things for the woman. It was just the right thing to do. You don't kick, what do they say, dead horses, idiots, and children, and women. I added women on there. But you don't kick idiots, dead horses, and children. You know, you just don't do that. You respect them. Now, sometimes children are not respectful, but that's because the person who is working with the children does not expect them to be respectful. It does not tickle their heart when they look at the child and say, "Oh, you are so superb, you are so wonderful, you are so great, you are..." And you say, "Well, you can't say that to people because it's not true, and it's just lying." And, well, no, no. What you're doing is you're making an affirmation. You're saying, "You're so wonderful. You're so good. You're so beautiful. You do everything so considerately, you know." And the more you say it, the more they do it. They don't realize that they're falling into your love potion, but they are. Every time you say something beautiful to them, they just sort of tickle inside of themselves and they say, "And I'm a little rattlesnake," and they don't even know it, you know. And we do know that he is a little angel, and we are drawing that angel out of him because that angel exists, and we know it. An angel doesn't mean a heavenly creature. It just means a proper person, you know, some person who is just acting very nice. A good child, a thoughtful child, a courteous, kind, and helpful child, you know. Those are the things that we're thinking about. But now, we're the creator of our world. And whatever we want in our world, we create by what?
By our thought.
And it's not any other way. We don't go out and find friends. We don't go out and find a new house. We don't go out and look for a job. We don't go out and do... Oh, you don't? No. You talk to 50 people at random and find out how many of them went out to look for a job. The job usually snuck right up on them. The job usually was something that his wife might have said to him, "Say, did you know that they have an opening now over in so-and-so?" And he says, "Oh, that's just where I wanted to be." And he goes there and finds it. But, you know, he didn't go looking. It just came to him. And this is what most of the time it does. And do our children behave like good children? Well, they behave like good children if we behave like good parents. If we respect each other, and if we love each other, and if we love our children, the children will just be fantastic. But if we think our children are a bunch of little grumps and little dumps and things that aren't doing the right thing, well, that's what they will do. Not the right thing. Now, you can do that. You can make that choice for yourself. You make that choice for yourself very simply by just deciding who you are and whether you like yourself or not. And not what you want, but who are you? I am God. Who are you? I am divine. Who are you? I am the creator of my world. Who are you? I am me. I like me. I like me. I like me, you know. And you don't have to say your name, because that's very relative. Everything else is relative too. But the minute you say your name, then there you come out of that genera, you come out of that family, those gene structure and so on. No way. No way. A dozen people come out of the same family, and two or three of them have the faults, you know, in their bodies, in their gene structure, and the rest of them are clean. Now, why? How? Well, you know why and you know how. Because one person felt something and the other person felt the same way, and the next thing you know, the other person felt that. But the rest of the kids didn't give a darn. They were doing their own thing. They were untouched. But the minute we say it runs in the family, lo and behold, we want to make it run in the family. And we don't need to do that. We can create a world that's just absolutely fantastic, just absolutely glorious, and we can do it right now. Now, so, what tickles your fancy? Have you got the slightest idea what tickles your fancy? If you don't, that's okay too. But what tickles your fancy is the thing that you're going to love doing, the thing that is going to turn you on, the thing that's going to make you lots of money. Bill Gates kept going back to the software, back to the software, back. That was his love. And then, what was his real love?
Giving it away.
What was his real love? What was his real love?
Being himself and having fun.
His real love was giving his money away. His real love was giving it to hospitals, giving it to places that he felt that could use it and be benefited by it. But that's his true love. He saw his wife having fun doing that tedious task of giving away those billions of dollars, you know. And she had a smile on her face when she came home. When he came home, office politics was a bothersome thing, and all of the interaction between all the other the internet's not like it used to was. In 30 years, much change took place, and many fantastic things took place. And in the beginning, it was a matter of finding out new ideas, finding out new ideas, finding out new ideas. And now, it's not a matter of finding out new ideas, it's just finding ideas that work for you, but that work for everybody. That's the base that's done. That's already done. And Microsoft came up with some good stuff. And Apple came up with some good stuff. And others have come up with some good stuff. And every time they try to knock each other, they're silly. Because what is Apple doing? It's taking Word from Microsoft into its program. So that it has Word, it has the Microsoft Office program available to it, and it has, as we have on our computers, if you press a button, up will come Windows. And we can operate our Windows environment right on our Apple computer. And we can do everything that a Windows can do right in there. Or, if we want, we have the Apple program, the Mac program, which is more danger-free because it doesn't crash, and the virus are very few, if any, you know, fantastic. But what tickles Steve Jobs? What tickles Steve Jobs is finding a niche and putting out the perfect item to fill it. He doesn't care what the niche is, as long as it's in the computer electronics area, but he doesn't care. And then what happens when he does this? Everybody else wants to ape him and sell their product based upon what he's doing. And that's quite a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite beautiful. Now, we have the Mac Mini, and it's just a little square, some 7 by 7 by 2 inches. And now 4 or 5 other companies are coming out with similar type boxes, you know, because it's so convenient. And now, they have just devised a new way of making hard disks, besides the flash drive. The new way of making hard disks is instead of having layer after layer of energy, you know, the chips, the information that's on a disk, now they have a new one where they stack it in towers. And these towers are all over the disk. You can't see them. They're so fine. And they have the newest beginning, the smallest that they make like that, is 1 terabyte. 1 terabyte. To fit in a PC. To fit in a portable. You know? Now, everything's getting smaller and beautiful and wonderful. But you see, this is what tickles some people. And It tickles them because they can accomplish great things by it. But we, here at the monastery, we get our tickle out of looking at ever new, ever magical things and working with people to bring and give them the most beautiful techniques that we can to tell the story of our philosophy. That's the main thing. And I would like to have us do it even more, and perhaps we will. That's what tickles me. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.